Welcome to the Prophet University audio series. Here are your hosts, Bill Kennard and Tom Grandy.
Welcome to the Prophet University audio series. I'm Bill Kennard, along with our company's founder, Tom Grandy. This month's program is titled, How to Recover from Being $1 Million in Debt. Tom, how many stories have both you and I heard over our combined careers about employee theft and mismanagement? Unfortunately, it happens every day because the owner is simply not paying attention to what's going on. Well, this is one of those stories, but this one has a new twist, right?
It sure does, Bill. Susan Frew is a very successful owner of a plumbing and heating business. They've won multiple awards. She speaks around the country and has even been coaching contractors for a number of years. However, as she will share, they hired what seemed like an awesome employee, only to find out years later that that same employee had been hiding overdue bills and bank statements. One day, Susan found the company over $1 million in debt. The twist, however, is what she and the team did to make it work. During the presentation, Susan will share what she calls her 7 Compete on Awesome principles.
Oh, it truly is an awesome story, Tom. The good news is that if the average business owner will utilize her 7 principles, they can avoid falling into the same trap that her company found themselves in. Susan Frew is the co-owner and president of Sunshine Plumbing, Heating, and Air in Denver, Colorado. Susan was formerly an international general manager with AT&T Wireless, certified and licensed business coach, ESPN radio host, and an SBA trainer. Along with running a very successful plumbing and heating company, Susan speaks to contractor groups around the country and still finds time to coach contractors like herself into greater profitability. Susan proudly sits on the board of directors of the North Metro Chamber of Commerce and is the treasurer of the Colorado National Speakers Association. And now, with how to recover from being $1 million in debt, here is Susan Frew with this month's Prophet University audio series presentation.
My name is Susan Frew. If you are watching or listening, I am going to assume that you are a small business owner. What I will not assume is that everything is going great in your business and that you don't need any help. If you're a small business with a healthy business, congratulations. Stay tuned for a refresher course to help you stay just that way. Today, I'm going to be sharing the 7 Compete on Awesome principles that every small business owner can implement to stand out from their competitors. But first, let me share my story. My husband, William, and I currently own and run a small business in Colorado called Sunshine Plumbing, Heating, Air. We named the business after my stepdaughter, Zenaida. Her dad calls her Sunshine. When I first met her and she was a typical obnoxious 15-year-old, I had a few other nicknames for her as well. We grew our company by 535%. We hired 15 employees and we went from 0 to 3 million in a New York minute. To date, we have earned 42 business awards amid a field of 950 competitors. Yep, 950 awards, including the prestigious Inc. 5000 list. Of all of our awards, I'm most proud of being nominated by our employees as one of Inc.'s best workplaces in the U.S. It all sounds great, doesn't it? But wait, this story is about to take a very ugly turn. The fact that I can still say I am a small business owner after what has happened over the last 2 years is nothing short of a miracle. Let's see if you agree. As well as being an award-winning small business owner, I'm also a business coach. I'm proud to say that I've coached over 150 companies and their owners back to profitability during a recession, no less. Impressive, huh? Well, keep this in mind as I share the rest of my story and feel free to file it under, wow, she of all people should have known better. The short version of my story is that 5 years ago, I hired what I thought was the dream employee. The person who would do all the things I didn't want to do and keep asking for more. Then 2 years ago, I realized I had made a huge mistake. My dream employee turned out to be a nightmare. Bottom line, as a result of some dubious mismanagement, she left our company $1 million in debt. Yep, you heard me correctly, $1 million in debt. We saved our business barely by making some very tough decisions and learning. Excuse me, I mean relearning the 7 principles of competing on awesome. Turns out that what we know and what we put into practice are sometimes 2 very different things, right? Not anymore. I have learned my lesson the hard way, and I will never stray from following the same 7 core principles I teach in my coaching clients. What a concept, right? It was these 7 core principles coupled with pure determination, team effort, a whole lot of sleepless nights, and a lot of tears that kept our business from going under. If you're a seasoned entrepreneur, the principles I'm about to share may sound obvious to you. And they are obvious until you stop applying them. I speak from experience when I say never confuse the obvious with the fundamental. I'm excited to share these 7 Compete on Awesome principles with you now and show you how you can use them every day to grow your business and how we double down on them in order to save ours. These 7 principles can be applied whether your business is in growth mode or in need of a turnaround. When you compete on awesome, price becomes almost irrelevant. I say almost because price will always be a factor in the buying decision. But all things being equal, awesome is the competitive edge that will tip the scales in your favor. Compete on awesome principle number 1. Open your own mail. Well, while this is more of a practice than a principle, it warrants inclusion on the list. Because if you're not fully apprised of what's going on in your business, you can't compete, period. At first glance, opening the mail seems like a low-level task that's tempting to delegate. Don't do it. Do not do it. Open your own mail always. If I had done this one thing, I could have headed off big trouble at the pass. Turns out that our bad hire had been hiding overdue bills and bank statements that would have quickly revealed that we were in big trouble. But we never saw him because we let her open the mail. So I was traveling around the country coaching and giving talks on how to be a successful business owner. Back at the ranch, unbeknownst to me, my business was going broke. Compete on awesome principle number 2, cut expenses and grow revenue. Well, now this sounds like a no-brainer, right? We've all heard this before, but when you're trying to save your business like we were, the stakes are much higher and the cuts are way deeper. In our case, once we made the decision that we would do whatever it took to save Sunshine, we put our egos aside. We packed up our 5,000 square foot warehouse on the freeway, unplugged our giant flashing sign, and moved everything into the basement. Humiliating, absolutely. But this cut in overhead was a non-negotiable. It was a sacrifice we needed to make in order to rebuild and get back on our feet. As an entrepreneur, you should always be ready to ask yourself, what am I willing to sacrifice to grow, or in our case, to save my business? The second part of this principle is grow revenue. Sometimes as entrepreneurs, we are presented with a decision that feels 100% counterintuitive and requires us to spend money we don't have in order to capture a great opportunity that will help us to grow our revenue. And that's exactly what we did. Even at our lowest point, we still had the foresight to know a great deal when we saw it. So in typical entrepreneur fashion, while staring down $1 million in debt, we decided to go big and go out on a limb and purchase a competitor. As a result of that purchase, we added over 10,000 new customers to our database and cut our outside marketing budget by 60%. We laser focused on our new expanded customer base and stopped wasting money on the spray and pray marketing. In hindsight, it was a brilliant move. However, in the moment, everyone thought we were crazy, including us. Compete on awesome, principle number three. Provide above and beyond customer service. I like to call this delivering the awesome factor. When your business is going under, it's very tempting to want to go and hide out, hide your head in the sand or in the basement and not answer your phone. Avoid this temptation. Now's the time to wipe your tears and place your focus squarely on your customer. Here are some of the ways that Sunshine continued to stay customer service focused, even during a crisis. We sent a photo and a short bio of the technician to the customer before the appointment so they would know who they were letting in their home. Since we are considered an essential business, we continued business throughout the pandemic while keeping in close contact with our customers and our up-to-date health and safety measures. If we couldn't solve a customer's problem in the same day, we'll put them in a hotel. After a call, we always send thank you notes and gifts. We would often send brownies. No, not Colorado brownies, but that's one way to guarantee a happy customer. If we messed up, we sent flowers as an apology. Our technicians always carried doggy biscuits on their trucks, which made them very popular with our furry friends. After each appointment, we always follow up with a happy call. This short follow-up call helped us to make sure in real time that our customers were happy and helped us to quickly course correct if there was a problem. We continue to do all of these and more as we expand our definition of what it means to compete on awesome. Compete on awesome, principle number four. Capture online reviews. I can sum up our success capturing great reviews in one word: bribery. First, we provide our technicians with best-in-class training. Then we provide them with incentives to get good online reviews. We give away a lot of gift cards, as well as a week in Mexico every year. Great service coupled with a little added incentives helps keep our excellent reviews flowing. As you know, a great online review is money in the bank for any service business. Think about how you can incentivize the review process with your team. Compete on awesome, principle number five. Love your team, and they will love you back. The best companies know that their internal customers come first. Treat your team well. They are your greatest asset. Sunshine is living proof that you can survive without a warehouse, but not without the support of a great team. During our lowest point, we lost 10 team members who left because they didn't believe we could turn the business around. They are good people, and we wish them well. The remaining team members decided to double their efforts and invest in the business for only one reason. They believed in us. I will be eternally grateful for these people. You can't run or save your business alone. You need your team. Treat them like gold because they are. Compete on awesome, principle number six. Communicate, communicate, communicate. As business owners, it's easy to want to hide when business isn't going well. Hiding is the fastest way to kill your business, not to mention your reputation. So here's what we did. First, we communicated to our team what was going on. Full transparency. That's when 10 of our techs decided to walk because they thought we'd not be able to recover. Secondly, we sent a letter to all of our vendors, fully disclosing our situation. We acknowledged that we were in arrears on our accounts and promised to pay everyone back in full, no matter how long it took. To date, we've paid over $500,000 back of our outstanding debt and made things right with many of our vendors. We made huge progress, but we still have a big hill to climb. During this time, I discovered there's nothing as over-communicating. I wanted to send a video to all of our customers revealing our full story, but my team talked me out of it. They believed it would be too disruptive to the business and too damaging to our business image. I took their advice and decided not to send the video. Because I trust my team and I know they have our best interests at heart, in hindsight, they were right. Being a good business owner doesn't mean only communicating when times are good. It's about being willing to communicate when times are tough. Showing integrity at all times, especially during a crisis, and then following through on your word will hold you in good stead after the dust is settled. When people know they can depend on you no matter what, and that you're a person who keeps their word, these are the best business assets you can have. Because, and you've heard this 1,000 times, business only comes down to one thing: relationships. And when people know that they can trust who they are dealing with, that's a very strong foundation to work from. And finally, compete on awesome principle number 7, get a good coach. Aside from being a shameless plug for my business coaching services, this is sound advice. A coach, especially one who has real-life business experience, is an invaluable asset as you navigate the turbulent waters of business growth and turnaround. When hiring a coach, do your due diligence. Make sure they are operating from experience and not from just theory. I'm excited to announce that I've just added Profit First Coaching to my bag of tools. So now I am able to add even more value to my small business clients. Profit First has been a lifesaver for our business. It's a powerful tool for helping entrepreneurs keep their top line in focus, no matter what's going on. And I am always excited to show others how to use it in their business. My personal goal is that no entrepreneur within the sound of my voice will ever have to go through the nightmare that we went through in our business. I believe the journey of the entrepreneur, even with all its twists and turns, is a noble one. And with a committed business coach at your side to guide you, you'll go much further and faster. I'm happy to report that today, Sunshine Plumbing, Heating, Air is currently back on track. We're still operating out of the basement, but our profits are climbing and there's light at the end of the tunnel. And this time, it's not an oncoming train. As a business owner, when you commit to the consistent application of the 7 Compete on Awesome principles, you can cut your learning curve in half and steer your business towards sustained profitability. During the darkest times of our business turnaround, and I couldn't sleep. So I ordered a sleep tracker and it monitored my sleep patterns. For the first year of this business nightmare, my sleep quality registered an average of 11. And that's out of 0 to 100. I'm happy to tell you, with our turnaround processes firmly in place and a big chunk of debt paid off, my sleep tracker now registers in the 90s consistently. So no matter where you are in your business, when you apply these 7 Compete on Awesome principles, believe in yourself and your team, forge great business partnerships, and get the right help when you need it, the only thing left to do is to count your profits, fluff your pillow, and get ready to sleep like a baby. I wish you sweet dreams and even sweeter success. Thank you.
As always, we welcome your feedback on each month's presentation. Please feel free to give us a call at 877-202-8891. The vision of Grandy & Associates is quite simple. We teach companies how to run profitable businesses. For more information on how we do that, check out our website at www.grandyassociates.com or give us a call at 1-877-202-8891. Profit University audio series is produced and distributed by Grandy & Associates. If we can be of service to you, give us a call on our toll-free line at 1-877-202-8891. Until next month, remember, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.